Alive and Kicking with Claire McKenna on News Talk.
Now, Áine Ní Breslán is a radio and TV presenter from Gweedore in County Donegal. Her latest endeavour, Sunnis on TG Cahir, sees her try the latest therapies and treatments and meet people who have changed their lives in the pursuit of wellness. And Áine joins me on the line now. Áine, you're very welcome.
Thank you very much. Lovely to be on.
And what made you want to make this series?
I suppose I wanted to make this series to track my own life journey, maybe changing from being in full-time employment for the first time in 18 years, leaving that and going more freelance and trying new projects, be it with television and radio and so on. And I wanted to talk to people who maybe had tried their own journeys and had maybe gone towards wellness for more of a life, work-life balance, and to see how those therapies might have helped them or how they could benefit me as well, trying to have more quality of life and a better quality of life.
And it's interesting, isn't it? I know from this job myself, when you meet people who work in the wellness industry, almost 90% of them reached some sort of burnout or low in life that made them think, nah, going to do this differently, and leaned in.
Absolutely. And I suppose a lot of people, whether they practice wellness as their primary job now, or whether they just tap into some of it as maybe something that sustains them in their different careers, they all reached a point where they said, I want to have more quality of life, more balance, more time to myself or more time with my friends and my family. And I want to take better care of myself. And I suppose a lot of jobs now that you don't switch off at 5 o'clock. If you turn off your computer, a lot of people have their work as part of their lives. They're working from home. They find it very hard to achieve maybe a space where they can give themselves the time to take care of themselves. So I wanted to see what people had tried and what had drawn them towards making that decision of going in a different direction or looking for something a bit deeper to help them on their way.
And before filming this series, what role did health and wellness play in your life?
I had what I suppose I would call a passing interest in certain wellness things. I was interested in a very basic level, I suppose, in things like aromatherapy, reflexology. I had tried a little bit of yoga. I wasn't an active gym goer. I enjoyed being outdoors and being in nature, but I wasn't practicing anything consistently or specifically, but I was definitely very open and very interested in trying different things. I knew that I was kind of quite open-minded anyway and would be interested in reading about a lot of therapies. But when it came to doing them, then I said, okay, I'll be open to try them. But I didn't have any structured regimes really in place at all.
So how did you choose which practices to try and feature in the series?
Well, I was in a discussion role, I suppose, before we started shooting with producers. I was literally just after leaving my job with RTE when we began filming. So they kind of made that a part of the journey, and that I was trying to open myself up to trying new things work-wise and then wellness-wise. I told them some of the areas I was broadly interested in. I was interested in looking at stuff like acupuncture, stuff to do with crystals and things like that. I was interested in things that had nature strongly in the practice, be that plant medicine or anything like that. But some of them were therapies they had discovered, and obviously all of the practitioners had Irish, and it was actually amazing. There were so many people with Irish practicing in all different parts of the wellness industry, but some of it was my decision and some of it was up to the producers to see what would make good television as well.
So what sticks out in your mind from the series?
In terms of some of the therapies I tried that really stayed with me, we did forest bathing in a beautiful native Irish woodland near Ballybeg House in the Wicklow Mountains, and we did that with a mental health nurse, and she speaks about the benefits of nature, of being in nature, the stillness to help people's moods. And we also did that with a man who's training to be a shaman. So he has spent a lot of time learning about the benefits of plants, trees, nature, the life around us. That really stuck with me. We did it with a group of older people who do it on a monthly basis, and they get great benefit from going into the woods, sitting there, being in the stillness and the calmness of nature. And they were also attuned to it because they're not probably as stuck on their phones as you know, younger generations, that was really beautiful, because it's something anyone can do and it's accessible to a lot of people, and you can also do it anywhere there's a parkland or a woodland. I loved that. We did a lot of work on breath work. I went to a breath work and yoga workshop on Inishir on the Aran Islands and did that. There was a lot of yoga and breath work by the beach, sitting by the sea. I think the setting really helped us, and it was following the path of an ancient Irish pilgrimage to do with St. Gobnet. So there was a connection with the older practices and then maybe the newer side of wellness. I thought that was very special. A lot of these practices have been around for hundreds of years. It's just they're maybe becoming more in fashion, or people are becoming more aware of them.
Yeah, you certainly see wellness practices have gone from being niche to being popular and more commonplace. And the speed mm-hmm. I'm noticing at which things go from being a trend that might come in from something that's big in Bali or, you know, mm-hmm. certain parts of America, all of a sudden becomes more mainstream. Saunas alone are popping up beside coastlines all over the country, and it is really lovely to see. What about your sacred sexuality and chanting workshop? Tell us a bit about that.
Yes, so we were down in rural Tipperary in a place called Upper Church, and there is a musician and singer there, and she has practiced the sacred sexuality, divine feminine workshops for many years. Her name is Ketch Nurian, and she worked with myself and a group of women. She does women-only courses. A lot of them are just for women. And we worked on finding our voice through chanting, through song, to help release tensions, help find your sort of your inner power and your autonomy, and did all that outside. There was a lot of work on grounding and lying in the grass and connecting with the earth, trying to find the different sort of parts of your body through the chants that would go deeper and higher through the torso, through the body. And it was a beautiful space. There was a kind of, we held space for each other. We spoke about femininity, about being a woman in Ireland, about everything it means, the history, and a lot of, I suppose, the burdens and the difficulties that were placed upon women in Ireland as well as in other societies. And at the end of the day, we had myself and Ketch went to a river that was nearby, and we swam under a waterfall as a kind of a cleansing experience at the end. I'm very interested in traditional Irish song and folklore, and a lot of that was part of the workshop. It was very powerful, and you know, at times you'd forget that there were cameras there, because I had to just say to myself, I have to just be present in this moment and just let the cameras figure out what they're going to be shooting around it. But it was a very powerful experience. I really, really enjoyed it.
And so interesting that it's come to you, not only from a career perspective, at a time where you wanted to jump and try new things, and this became mm-hmm. one of those things, but to help you navigate that leap, you had these deeper wellness practices. What impact has it had on you personally?
Well, as I said, I wasn't someone who was probably very structured or very consistent in any practices I had. And, you know, I traveled an awful lot for work. I might have been working on a few different projects at once. And, you know, there's a lot of pressure and stress in media. As part of the wellness journey, we looked at more conventional things, such as having a healthy attitude towards sport or working out. So I worked with a personal trainer, and I'm still working with her a year later, in terms of actually going to the gym and having a routine. That helped me, just in terms of even something so simple as getting outside, getting walking, getting my steps done, doing my workout, staying consistent for myself. In terms of some of the other practices, anything that involved being in nature, like the forest bathing, I was sort of doing that unbeknownst to myself, but trying to be more conscious when I'm doing it, as in not just having the headphones blaring when I'm walking. You know, I live here beside the sea in Donegal. Other people would come and they would sit and listen to the sea for hours, and I'd be just walking past it, not taking it in, to be more conscious in those practices. The acupuncture I really enjoyed. I hadn't tried it before, and I was interested in just seeing how it would impact me, or how it would affect me, and I thought that was lovely. But one of the most maybe things that stayed with me most was we did a few practices that were based in groups, and it was about the happiness factor that comes with being in a social setting, making friendships, kind of the good endorphins that come from a communal experience. So we did a thing called the Cozy Club, where women get together, get to know each other, maybe do something like they might paint or they might craft, do a little something like that. And then you can build friendships and just build a connection and a network. So a lot of wellness practices, they may focus on the person as themselves, but there's often a connection to the wider network that we're all, I suppose, craving and looking for, that can only help boost your happiness as well.
Love it. Sounds like you've ticked all the boxes that make up health and well-being. I am very excited to see what you do next. The series is called Sunnis. It's on Wednesdays at 8:30 on TG Cahir. Áine Ní Breslán, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you very much for having me.
Alive and Kicking with Claire McKenna. Sunday morning at 8 on News Talk.